Stark, this is dictating on Ted Kensel. Ted, T-E-D. Kensel, C-A-N-C-E-L, Kensel. Ted Kensel, T-E-D. Kensel, C-A-N-C-A, C as in Kent. Please make a copy for Chet Anthony, D-O. C-H-E-T, Chet Anthony, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Chet, thank you for sending Ted Kensel for evaluation. Next, here's present illness. This is a 65-year-old male with a persistent cough of 2 months' duration. Has been on antibiotic therapy and had been coughing up yellow mucus for over 2 weeks. The patient had symptoms of cough, wheezing, and shortness of breath for at least 2 months. And over the past 2 weeks, his symptoms have subsided. And is coughing less and does not bring up much sputum. The patient denied fevers, night sweats, chills, or hemoptysis. He has no reflux symptoms, nausea, or aspiration. Next paragraph. The patient's past history has been significant for obstructive sleep apnea and a history for bronchitis. The patient also had left knee repair for a torn meniscus, and he has had a history of asthma for many years. He has a known hypertensive for over 15 years. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, habits of patients smoked less than a pack per day for about 2 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol. I'm sorry, does not drink any alcohol. Next paragraph, allergies. I'm sorry, not allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father had a history of asthma and died of heart failure, age 91. Mother died of leukemia at age 55. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had weight loss, no fever or fatigue. No double vision of cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, but has had some nosebleeds. He has hay fever, asthmatic symptoms, and eczema. He has wheezing and cough, no nausea, vomiting, no abdominal pains, no rectal bleed or diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain, no calf muscle pains. Yes, no anxiety, no depression, no leg swelling, and yes, no easy bruising or bleeding gums, no seizures, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, but has some memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, medalist included benazepril 40 milligrams daily, HCTZ 12.5 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams a day, albuterol 2 puffs PRN, and not look as 10 milligrams PRN. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly, white male, is no acute distress, no pallid cyanosis, ictus superfluidema. Blood pressure 138/80. Pulse is 70, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 187, saturation 98. HEND norms, phallic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and lung fields are clear, heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urea, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions, erythema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Chronic cough, the reactive airways disease. Number 2. History of asthma, and number 3 is hypertension. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to use the Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. Also advised to get a CBC IgE level total eosinophil count. And was advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. This Dr. D'Souza, copy of it for Dr. Chet Anthony, D-O. Chet, C-H-E-T, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, D-O, D-O. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.